Now, the rest of the story. Spike was a fighter, and I mean a natural-born fighter. As a youngster, he got into fights all the time. Well, finally, it was an uncle who took Spike aside, and the uncle was a former professional prize fighter. Spike was only 14. His uncle said, "Look, boy, you've got it in you, but do it right. Do it in the ring." And thus inspired, did Spike learn how to box, how to empty his frustrations into a legitimate sportsmanlike contest. Friends who once thought that he would fight his way to jail now believed that he could punch his way to the pinnacle of prize fighting. He was that good. He was a fanatical trainer. He worked out incessantly. "You know, you can fool yourself in training," he used to say. "But if you haven't trained enough, or if you haven't trained right, you're bound to humiliate yourself in front of 1,000 people." And Spike was not about to humiliate himself. At age 16, living in Omaha, being trained by Harley Cooper, Cooper kept him focused. And when Spike entered a local track event and came in second, Cooper was unimpressed. "Nobody remembers the number two," the trainer said. And so Spike rededicated himself to boxing, and that same year, he won the Golden Gloves. And folks started calling him unbeatable. And so it seemed. After high school, Spike went to Annapolis. There he continued to distinguish himself as a polished pugilist. His plebe year, he shocked the academy by vanquishing a vicious opponent who called himself Louie Louie. During the match, this other fellow, an anvil-fisted knockout artist, actually broke Spike's jaw, but Spike stayed in the ring with a broken jaw, kept fighting, and he won. 1967, Spike's junior year at Annapolis, he competed in the Naval Academy Middleweight Boxing Championship. He made it to the final match. In that last bout, he faced an interesting underdog opponent, a young man of comparatively slight build, a distance runner who had only recently decided to concentrate on boxing. This contender lacked all the necessary natural skills of a boxer, except one. He never, ever gave up. Unbeatable Spike, in front of 1,500 screaming midshipmen, was beaten that day. And he was not beaten by a powerful, overwhelming, career-grade pugilist. He was not beaten by a man who was stronger or smarter. But he was beaten by a young fellow for whom surrender was a non-word. Well, Spike went on to distinguish himself, although not as a prize fighter. After graduating Annapolis, he graduated in 1968. He commanded a Marine rifle platoon in Vietnam. And thereafter, he became a best-selling author. In April of 1987, he was singularly honored in an appointment by the President of the United States. For you know Spike, the fighter. As fledgling United States Navy Secretary, James Webb. James Henry Webb. And you know Jim Webb is a winner. But Jim Webb will never forget the day he lost to a slender but determined fellow midshipman at Annapolis, a young man who was not that good, but who just wouldn't quit. You know Jim Webb's conqueror as Colonel Ollie North. Only now you know the rest of the story.